Hey everybody, welcome to lesson two or module two of your personal mastery course. And I'm super excited to be introducing this new concept because this is kind of a core concept that's really important that you know as we work through the course. And so I'm introducing to you your two special support systems. You have one, you have the conscious universe, and then you have your oracle cards. And then here are you. But those two support systems have a relationship to each other, as do to you. So you kind of almost see it like a triangle where they don't operate separate from each other. You don't operate in the world without the conscious universe because you're actually a part of it. And oracle cards can't operate without you engaging synchronicity to talk to the conscious universe. Now, the conscious universe is also named spirit or the dude or God. So the reason I called it the conscious universe was just so you to start thinking of it like that it's intelligent. Now, and then of course the oracle cards are the wand or the tool, the instrument of communication that you need in order for you to understand what's going on in this whole dynamic. So let me explain this a little bit further. So if you look at the cards and the conscious universe together, they're kind of like holographic go-betweens, if you will, for you on your benefit. In other words, they have a 360-degree view of you where you don't. You see through a very limited lens. You see through your memory, and you don't even half the time remember what you're actually experiencing because memory is stored in the subconscious and you don't usually bring it up to your thinking mind. It's just the way you respond and react to the world and what you expect. So you've got the subconscious part of your head, which is the thing that stored everything, that's actually running the whole show, by the way. So you think that the thinking mind is the one that works with the cards, but in fact, working with the conscious universe, which it engages the soul part of you, because the conscious universe is in you too, or the God force is in you too, and that's your soul self. So what we want to do is we want to skip over the connection to the small self, which is the ego mind, when engaging the cards. So let me explain this a little more simply if I can, because it is kind of complicated. So here's you, and if you're only thinking through your small self, and in my book, Uncharted, I talk about that. So if you don't have the book, you might want to get it. So the small self is the ego mind that defines itself as separate from everybody else and everything else. My small self identifies my notes over here, you're behind somewhere looking at me, and everything else is something that I see outside of me. It's only natural because it's the way I'm designed and you're designed through your five senses and your selfness, right, your sense of self, which is defined by the ego self, is small. So it's narrow, right? You just see yourself a certain way and your environment is finite, so you don't think about what's outside. Like you don't think about or right this moment what's down your driveway or what's going on at the mall 4 miles away from your house, right? You're not there, you're here. So when you're only dealing through that self is not aware. But we gotta start somewhere, right? So we have to start with the self that we have. So the small self still thinks it's in charge when it takes the cards. Now guess what happens? The minute you take those cards in your hands, the conscious universe wakes up and goes, aha, right? So, and the soul, which is part of that, goes, wakes up too and goes, aha. Like, okay, we're in business now. We're in a partnership, right? Because the small self is in no partnership. It thinks it's doing everything all by itself. And all of a sudden now a bigger vista opens up, but we don't know what the language is, right? So what happens is the oracle cards actually starts to train your soul self and you start using it like an exercise. And the soul self, or the which is in other terms, the unconscious, which is Carl Jung talked about it. And you'll hear that up a lot when you look at divination and how it works and synchronicity and how it works, as I know a lot of you are Poindexters like me and are gonna go read books about this because I'm gonna tell you the books to read. But for those of you who want a simple, this is simple. So the soul self is going, oh, okay. So I have to speak, or it's like my soul has to speak to Colette. But it doesn't speak English, all right? The soul and the universe speaks pictures. It speaks in metaphor and symbol, which I'm gonna do a whole other video on that in a second, but it speaks a different language. It's lexicon, which means it's vocabulary, right? So is the oracle cards. That's the vocabulary we are using. We have like a rudimentary vocabulary that was created as the oracle cards. So the conscious universe or spirit goes, oh, Colette wants to talk to me. This is the lexicon she's being given, the vocabulary. There's only 52 words in it. I better make it good. Right? So when I was inspired or I was driven, really I was driven, and I was compelled to create or co-create the oracle system, it was based on this very complex lexicon of specialized pictures and images that came from ancient systems that have existed thousands of years, and I just modernize it because they're too freaking complicated for us to, it's like, we'll take forever to learn those things, and I still don't know them all perfectly, and now you have to like, your head goes into explode mode. So I'm like, okay, how? So this is why I created my oracle cards. So they're very user-friendly, as you know. So all of a sudden, what happens is the conscious universe supports you by going, okay, now I am gonna link up with the internal you, which is a combination of your small self, because you have, that's how you're gonna get an intention. Your small self is important here. You can't fire the small self because then you don't have anything happening, because the soul and the conscious universe needs you to be unique, needs your small self. We can't ever say the ego is bad. It is not. It's either gonna edge God out or ease God's order. When it integrates, when we use the oracle cards, you're easing God's order and making it easier for yourself to go with God in an orderly way. Okay, so this is on tape. I was gonna repeat it, I don't have to. You can just look at it again. Forgot, we're doing a video. Okay, so when you see this as a system, then you're gonna realize that why you get the, ooh, you get the goosey bumps when your cards are honest and they're like, oh my God, they are telling me something about myself. Because it's a system that's not just about you and the cards. It's about the minute you say, this vocabulary is gonna show me something about myself, my life, my desires, my goals, my dreams, my world. And then spirit goes, okay, now what we have to do in order to communicate with the small self, since we can't do it directly because the small self thinks it's the only thing it listens to, okay, the small self hears only itself. So it needs a nudge, it needs a jolt, it needs an epiphany. So we are creating epiphanies moment to moment. Every time we pick up an oracle card, it's like a whoa moment, right? And that's when the soul and the conscious universe works in harmony. So the two support systems that we are working with in this module is all about being in alignment with the harmonics of you being on your path to your intention, your deliberate intention for your highest good, for your unique, inspired, authentic life. Now put that in your pipe and smoke it. Anyway, there's lots more videos. Just ruminate on this a little bit. And I'm gonna see you in the next video.